To the nation, WCCO, St. Paul, Minneapolis at 830. 9 o'clock.
CBS News, Christopher Glenn reporting on the CBS Radio Net.
Sure, cloudy sky, wind south at 5, pressure 30.20.
Gode turski må ha opp til 6 lag av forskjellige tresorter med opp til 30 laminasjoner i hver ski. Da vil de ha en ski.
The man from Norway is talking about the skis he uses when he goes on a cross-country ski tour in his homeland.
Do you know the answer to this question?
Yeah, Kenneth. Oh, yes, sir. With what do we associate Alfred Ely Beach?
If you can answer that, Norway. If you can answer that question, you can win $33.20.
That's Toyota. Jawohl. I think he went to Norway to get the music.
I think it sounded like it was coming in from
there. Driving in his new fjord.
$33.20.
This is honest to goodness starting. You know, my favorite program. Ta-ta.
So give me it again. I want to
call, and Steve is about to make that.
Steve is making that.
Gentleman that called in, I'll repeat again in case he wasn't listening immediately. That 639.10 is the highest amount we've had. You giving away?
Lady called.
A lady?
I took the call. I should have explained.
All right.
Yeah, it was a lady.
Hello?
Hello, this is Honest to Goodness at WCCO Radio.
You're kidding.
I am not kidding, but I am asking to talk with Kelly Bethel.
Well, one moment and I'll get her.
Okay. Kelly lives in Minneapolis. Wedstrom on Honest to Goodness.
Sure. Can give me a hand?
You can have all the help you want. As you know, that's perfectly legal. In fact, we recommend it. Okay, and I'll also give you the one wrong answer that we've had. Our amount is 33.20, which tells you that we're fairly early on this question.
Right.
With what do we associate Alfred Ely Beach? Now, it's not a songwriter. 60 seconds. Pronouncing it correctly.
Just whatever, what do you associate him with?
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be anything real.
You don't have to be, well, it's, you know, fairly specific.
Mm-hmm.
What are we going to do if somebody says I associate him with $33.20? That's wrong, I think.
I'll say that's wrong. It's just gone up to $41.50. About 20 seconds more, Kelly.
Okay.
Nope, he was not a poet.
My husband says two income. That's got to be bad.
Well, we've gotten some of the arts out of the way anyhow with a songwriter and a poet, so maybe that'll help someone. And I'll put down a bottle of Old World Panel Care for Plywood, Minnesota
nice.
To send you, okay?
That sounds fine.
Very good.
Thank you very much.
Our best regards to your husband and to Rachel. And will you stay with us long enough for Steve to double-check your address?
That chip potato chips.
Bring it down here, Ray.
Right. $41.50 on this call to St. Paul. The correct time at Akeley, Minnesota, 9:15.
St. Paul, Minnesota, next. Destination?
Should be.
Hello?
Hello, this is Honest to Goodness on WCCO Radio. Is Jeannie Mock there?
This is her.
Is this Jeannie?
Yeah.
Well, this is Steve Edstrom. How are you?
Fine.
The confident. That's a carryover from the cake, I'll bet.
Yeah.
And then again, find out. I'll get the question. Are two wrong answers, okay?
Okay.
All right, and you can ask for all the help you want.
Okay.
With what do we associate Alfred Ely Beach? Now, the wrong answers we've had are songwriter and poet. And you have a minute now.
Okay, just a minute then.
Okay.
It'd be funny if he invented chocolate cake.
No.
No.
That's a good guess, though, and it's appropriate enough, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right. Do you make your own Valentines?
No.
Never?
No.
Well, you should try that sometime. They're kind of fun. Hey, why don't you make your mom and dad a Valentine this year? Would you do that?
Okay.
Give that a try. I'll bet they'd enjoy it.
Okay.
I'm probably giving you work, and I shouldn't have done that, but I bet they'd like that. Would you try that for me?
Okay.
If you'll do that for me, I'll send you a bottle of Old World Panel Care from Plywood, Minnesota, which I would have done anyhow, Gene.
Okay.
But that would be nice, and I know I always enjoy it when our kids make their own Valentines, which they do from time to time anyhow. Gene, it was fun talking to you, and that's... Talk about timing. Not bad. Ohio State beat...
We've been diddled.
No.
Couldn't have happened to a nicer engineer.
What were you saying about Ohio State? I want to hear it.
Indiana got diddled tonight.
Hello?
Ohio State 70-69. Oh, excuse me. Is this Everett Moberg?
Yes, that's it.
This is Honest to Goodness calling from WCCO Radio, Everett.
Yeah, I was listening to you.
Oh, good. Usually Steve gets to say the introduction, and I had my mouth open talking about Ohio State beating Indiana, which is pretty good news for Minnesota's basketball team.
It helps Minnesota in their standing.
It sure does.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll bet you're 1 cent.
Well, it...
What do we associate Alfred Ely Beach? Now, we do not associate Alfred Ely Beach with a songwriter, a poet, or the first Valentine.
Well, he was the... he was an editor and the inventor and the first editor of that magazine, the American Scientist, I think it was, or something like that. And he's also perfected one of the first typewriters.
You know, this, I'm going to have to look this one up, frankly. Can you tell me your source? Because I have a different answer, but he may have done these other things, too.
Eber, you sound like you knew him.
Yeah, and this hasn't happened to me before, but it's probably just...
Oh, yes, it happened in 1852 when he started the Scientific American.
Mm-hmm.
And he also... let me see, it's 1846. And then 1852, he perfected the first typewriter, but he was the editor and an inventor.
Mm-hmm. Do you know if he had anything to do with the subway?
Yes, he had that too, but that was one of his other inventions. That typewriter. Why he got a gold medal from the American Institute for that. And then he had the subway, and he also had several inventions that mentions in the encyclopedia.
Well, you know, a subway is the answer I was looking for, and you obviously are so much better versed on Alfred Ely Beach than I am that I'm sure not going to argue with you. You sure have earned the money. Yeah, that's beautiful. So congratulations, Evert. You're the winner. No question about that.
We've not had this happen before.
Yeah, I think we just lost a few artifacts there, Ebert.
Your oxbow fell off the counter.
Well, that's probably the...
The reason I kind of liked the name was because I felt Alfred Ely Beach might confuse a few people. They might think it was a beach named after Alfred Ely.
Well, and I discussed it with the neighbor, and... And she thought it was probably the beechnut gum. That
was with one of the members of my family. I think it was Tom thought it might be beechnut gum, which is a good guess, too.
I guessed a blender. Isn't there a beach?
There's a Hamilton Beach.
Yeah,
uh-huh,
something
right.
Like that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Alfred Ely Beach, it's a little hard to say what was the first subway, but certainly he developed what might at least be called the first underground railway, whether it was officially a subway
right.
or not.
Perfected a male you might say male distributor. Incidentally, I'm a retired mail carrier, and so I was interested in that, of course.
Yeah, you sure must have been. Who is the neighbor that sent in the card?
Rosalind Redland.
Oh, yeah, well, she's the one that was on earlier on our program. I knew it was the same place.
Ago.
Yeah, that's right.
You know,
I
listened to this program years ago, and at that time, I quit because we acquired a television set, and that's your competitors.
You've learned the error of your ways now, haven't you?
Huh?
Yeah, I see you've learned the error of your ways.
Yes, that's right. But I have to tell you of a one that I sent in years ago, or I don't know, it couldn't have been too many years ago. Anyway, it was what Confederate general when he asked why he, what he attributed his success to, he says, to get the fastest with the mostest.
Get there fastest with the mostest, huh?
Yeah, that was it. And I looked that up at that time, but I never got...
Who was it?
Huh?
Who was it?
Forrest. General Forrest.
Okay.
Confederate general.
Yeah, I'd heard the term, but I, the expression, but I hadn't known who it was either.
Yeah.
Well, you knew who Alfred Ely Beach was, and you gave us a variety of answers, all of which applied, so $49.80 is yours, Ebert.
Well, thank you very much.
You're most welcome. It was a pleasure talking to you and learning more about you and about Taylor's Falls and its
well,
rich
it's
history.
Well, it's a historic town, you know. It's it was one of the first settlements that was opened to the pioneers in 1830 when the United States government had a treaty with the Sioux and the Chippewas.
Mm-hmm.
So it has a lot of history in,
great.
In around here. And
well, some of what you know about it. Hold on now, Ebert, and we'll double-check your address off the air to make sure that we have all we need for
okay.
sending you your money, okay?
Okay.
Very
thank
good.
Thank you very much.
Our pleasure, sir.
Yeah.
Ebert Moberg of Taylor's Falls. The Taylor's Falls folks are doing pretty well. They've had a couple of winners in recent weeks.
You know,
he won $49.80.
I think we should get Ebert to be our question consultant. He researches a question like nobody I've ever seen.
Yeah. You know what we should do now that we've given money away is pause for 5 minutes of Johnny Cash.
Not a bad idea. I'll remind you, this is WCCO, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
And it burns, 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 the ring of fire.
Yeah, what do you... Yeah.
Ohio State 70, Indiana 69, that's the final.
Hello, this is Honest to Goodness at WCCO Radio in Minneapolis, St. Paul. Is Marvin Rutledge there?
No, this is it. Just a second.
Okay, fine. Well, a new question, so I cannot give you any wrong answers. So it's worth $8.30, Mrs. Rutledge, okay?
That's fine.
All right, here is the question. If it looks like 10:20... in the mirror, what time is it?
If it looks like 10:20 in the mirror, what time is it?
If it looks like 10:20 in the mirror, what time is it? 2:40.
An easy question.
Yeah, well, that should make Marvin there. You could tell by Abner, our engineer, that you are a winner, Mrs. Rutledge.
Oh,
that wasn't too tough, was it?
No,
maybe that'll help Marvin feel better. 30 cents, just like that, okay?
Okay, fine.
Very good. Would you hold on long enough to have Steve double-check your address off the air, all right?
Sure will.
And our best wishes to Marvin.
Oh, thank you. I'll tell him so.
All right, thank you. Well, I thought it would go fast, and it sure did.
Now, I take it we're going to increase the difficulty.
No, we're just going to go to the circus. Hey, have you got your Shrine Circus tickets yet? Better order now to guarantee your share of fun. Good seats are available for daily performances March 2nd through March 10th at the Minneapolis Auditorium. Use your Dayton's charge. Well, let's see. It'll still be $8.30 because we're starting another new question.
And this call to Minneapolis. Is that a lice?
I'll go very slow on this because it might be a little hard to understand. Are you ready?
Okay.
With what major 1972 world news happening was Nicholas Zorvas connected? What the news happening was that he was connected with, it happened in 1972.
Oh, I'm afraid I...
Yeah, my dad just got running there.
Sure, yeah. Save it and play it back. That's one. Oh, this is Honest to Goodness at WCCO Radio.
Oh.
Myrtle?
Yeah?
You know what?
What?
You came within one telephone ring of having us having to hang up.
Well, I'm glad you called.
Did we wake you up or something?
No.
Were you taking a bath?
I was listening.
Oh, you were listening.
Mm-hmm.
And you were having so much fun that you thought, I won't answer the phone. I'm listening to the radio.
That's right.
Well, that's good.
Hey, your card says that you've played the piano accordion all around Minnesota, the Dakotas, and so on. Is that right?
Yes, I did.
Uh-huh. Now, your name is Myrtle Cavisto. Now, is that the name that you're known by as far as the piano accordion is concerned?
No, just a minute, please.
Mm-hmm. Major 1972 world news happening was Nicholas Zorvas connected. And our first caller did not have an answer, so I can't even help you out with the wrong answer. But I can give you a minute. As you know, that's not Johann Besleben.
No.
But it is the music that says that you also win our Festival of Meat Cookery from Wilson Sinclair.
Fine.
And I think you'll enjoy that book not only just to look at, but perhaps to use for some cooking of meat, because it has all kinds of recipes. Good. So we'll mark... Well, it doesn't go with that, does it?
Nothing.
In fact, it doesn't go with much of anything. Way behind the news. But Steve, this is Ray. We'll be back tomorrow night over most of these same stations.
At the Chester E. Growth Music Company, you always find the very best instrument names in the music business. If you're interested in a new clarinet, shop the Growth Music Company for the best anywhere. Names such as Selmer and Buffet. These clarinets are used by the best orchestras in the entire world. The Chester...
Nighttime neighbor to the nation, WCCO, Minneapolis and St. Paul, Minnesota, at 830. It's 10 o'clock. And leading the news at this hour, Equal Rights Amendment assured of passage later this week. This is the Nighttime News on WCCO Radio, and here with the regional report is Dick Chapman.
The Equal Rights Amendment for...